Today is Daf Yud Gimel. We're on the top of Daf Yud Gimel with Sechlis Horius, and today we'll learn the Ilu Nishmas Yeruchim Official Ben Avram, as Yartzad is today, and the Shalmash Yadav and Aliyah. So, next, top of Yud Gimel of Aleph. Par Kohen Mashiach, Upar Eda. If they're both there, Par Kohen Mashiach and Par Eda, that means that Kohen Gadol made a mistake, and Bezi made a mistake, and both Pars are waiting online. Which one's going to be first? Menahani Mili, how do we know that, what did we say? The Kohen Gadol comes first. Menahani Mili, how do you know that? Tana Rabbanan, Visaraf Oso, Kasher Saraf Es Apar Harishon. You burn this one like you burn the first one, right? That's the Par Hel Dovah Shel Tzibur. Burn this one like you burnt the other one. What other one? Obviously, Ma Tamad Lomer Harishon, like you burnt the first one. Shehe Rishon Kodem L'Par Ha'edah L'Chol Ma'isav. That the first one, that other one, the power of a Kohen Gadol, comes first before the power of a Dovah Shel Tzibur. What do you mean?
Theologically, right. He doesn't get atonement for himself. How is he giving atonement?
The Gemara is going to say that today. The Gemara is going to say that. Tana Rabbanan. Par Kohen Mashiach U'Par Ha'edah Omdem. If you have a power of Kohen Gadol and a power of power Kohen Gadol and power of the Edah, Par Edah, they're both there. They're both waiting online. They both show up to be Kabbalahs. Par Kohen Mashiach Kodim L'Par Eidah. The power of the Kohen Gadol comes first. B'chol Ma'isav. In every single way. Ho'il U'Mashiach Mechaper. Because the Kohen Gadol's power is Mechaper. The Eidah Miskapereth. And the power Helam Davishal Tzibur is Mechaper for the Klai Yisrael. Dinhu Shiyachtim HaMechaper L'Mischaper. The one getting forgiveness should come before the one seeking forgiveness for the others. In other words, first fix yourself, then go help Klai Yisrael. V'cheinu omer, like it says on Yom Kippur, v'chipar ba'ado u'ba'ad beisa u'ba'ad kol Klai Yisrael. First, the Kohen Gadol gets himself atoned, then his family, meaning all the Kohanim, then the rest of Klai Yisrael. Fine. Next. What? His wife, right.
It said,
ba'ado u'ba'ad beisa means everybody. It's his wife, it's Kahanim, all the Kahanim, all the fellow Kahanim. Okay. Next, Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. The Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, Kodem Lepar Shel Avodas Kochavim. Comes before a par that the whole Klai Yisrael did Avodah Zarah. The Bezin made some psak about Avodah Zarah. Everyone listened to that. That's a detail of Par Helam, not about Chelev or about Shabbos, but about some detail on Avodah Zarah. That's a separate carbon. So there's two of them. First they said everyone could eat Chelev. Right? Then they realized that was a mistake. Then they said everyone could bow down to idols. It's also a mistake. So if two over here waiting in line to be brought, which one comes first? The power of the chalif comes before the power of the Avodah Zarah. My taima, why? Hai chatos, the hai ola. For some reason, the Avodah Zarah carbon is deemed an ola.
It gets completely burned up.
What?
So it gets completely burned up.
Right. Vitanya. V'hikaves asher l'chatas rishona. Chatas always comes before an ola. Always. Ma Talmud Lomar, why does it say that? Im olam mechete chatas kodemet l'rishona. If you want to tell me that chatas always comes first, harik for an emmer. That's old news. It says, ves hashneini yaseh ola kamishpat. The ola is always sheini. Right? The ola always goes second. Ela zeh bona av shekol chatas kodemet l'olos habam imohem. Whenever you have a chatas and an ola together, like when a woman gives a birth and she's bringing a chatas and an ola together, the chatas always comes first. The kaimalon, dafilu chatas ha'ov, kodemes l'olos behema. Even a chatas ha'ov comes before a chatas, an ola of a behema.
But isn't a bird less significant than an animal?
But that's exactly the point. A chatas of a bird comes before an ola of a behema. Why? Chatas always comes first.
That's
the custom. Yes, right. Par avodas kochavim, the par of an avodas zara. Kodem l'seir avodas kochavim, that comes before the seir of an avodas kochavim. What's a seir avodas kochavim? It's either a kohen gadol or a king that made a mistake regarding avodas zara. He brings a different carbon, a seir. I don't remember which one, who it is. What? I'm sorry. The seir is the animal that Klai Yisrael has to bring when they make a mistake about Avodah Zarah. They bring two animals. So one's an ola, one's a chatas. The ola, the chatas comes second. What about What about now? I have the chatas of the Helam Davar, and I have the chatas of the Avodah Zarah. So the par comes first. Am I high chatas? High chatas v'high ola. I'm sorry. The par of Avodah Zarah before the zero of Avodah Zarah. I'm sorry. No, there's no par on Davar Shel Tzibur. Klai Yisrael made a mistake of Avodah Zarah. What do they have to bring? Two animals.
Right.
One's an ola, one's a chatas. They're both here at the same time. What comes first? The ola. Didn't we just got to be finished saying the chatas always comes first? Hi, right, so am I high chatas high ola? Ami b'mar rava, the shade the rava b'marri, chatas avodas kochavim, chisra aleph. The chatas, as it says by avodas kochavim, is missing the letter aleph, lechatas ksiv. It says lechatas ksiv. Right? Rashi says, lememra, the ola kadma, to teach you the ola comes first. How does that teach you that?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah,
so Tosfos HaRosh says that since the Torah, the word chatas in that pasuk is missing an aleph,
right.
It's not really a chatas, it's like a secondary chatas. It's like a second-rate chatas.
That's why it comes second?
That's why it comes second. Right? That's why it comes second.
Well, if you use the same logic we used before,
yeah.
Chatas makes sense to come first.
Always. Before. Here, not here is not.
For the same reason.
What do you mean?
Because first you get forgiveness.
What do you mean? Like,
because first
you get forgiveness.
Why does Hashem want your ola?
So why over here? I hear you. It's a good part. So,
correct.
So why does the ola come first over here by Avodah Zarah? What? No. Okay. Fine. Why does the ola over here come first? Why over here come first? Because the chatas is missing an aleph. That's what Gemara says, and I have nothing to say about that. I'm missing an aleph, so therefore it's not second. It's a second rate chatas. The ola comes first. Why did the Torah do that? I don't know. Rava Amar, Kimishbat Ksivbei. Right, so Rashi says what you said. Over here, the ol's written first. The ol's written first. So Rashi says, Bepar avodas kochavim, the basar ksiva is linen. Ola reshit ksiva. The ol's written first. So therefore, it comes first. Next. Seir avodas kochavim, the seir of avodah zarah, kodim with seir nasi. So if the nasi made a mistake, he brings a seir. Klai Yisrael made a mistake regarding avodah zarah, they also bring a seir. Two seirs waiting online. Which one comes first? Klai Yisrael's. My timer. Why? Hi. Why? Hi. Tzibur. Hi. Yachid. One's the Tzibur. One's the Yachid. Tzibur comes first. Seir nasi kodem l'seir as Yachid. And a king comes before every other Jew. That guy turned the light on by mistake on Shabbos. He's up there with a chatas. And the melech also made a mistake. He's up there with a chatas. The melech goes first. You wait in line, not him. My timer. Why is that? Hi melech. Hi hedyot. Because he's a melech and you're a hedyot. Seir Yachid kodem l'kivshtas Yachid. The seir of a yachid comes before the kevis of a yachid. When it comes to a chatas, you can bring either animal for a chatas, either a goat or a sheep. Which one comes first? The goat. Why? V'atanya kivs of yachid kodemus l'seir of yachid. There's a brayse that says the opposite, that the sheep comes first. Amar baya, tanayi, it's a machlokas about that. It's a machlokas which one comes first. Mar savar, seir adifa, shekenis rabza, etzal avodas kachavim b'yachid. No, a goat comes first, because a goat is what the only animal you can bring for avodah zarah is a goat. So you see, a goat could be brought more often. That's one shot. Umar Safa, no. Kiv Sa'adifa, a sheep comes first. Shekain, Habinyan, Shekain is Rabza Ba'alya. Because by a sheep, you get to eat the tail. And by a goat, not. So, more to eat for the animal, for the Kahanim. So therefore, that comes first. Okay, so it's a machlokas.
Wasn't there a story with the guy that was...
That was a Korban Pesach.
Oh, that was the Korban Pesach.
Omer...
No,
the Kohen maybe. Oh, or it's brought, something's done with the tail, it's not done by a sheep, so therefore, by whatever, one animal has, something's done with the tail. One animal not, so you see, what? So there's more being done with this animal than the other animal, therefore it comes first. What about Omer, Kodem, Lekeves, Haba'imo? The Omer is brought before the animal that's brought with the Omer. Shtealechem, Kodbin, Likvasim, Haboim Imohem. The Shtei Halechem are brought on Shavuot. They're brought with the animal that's brought with them. Right? So the animal is brought with them.
What's Kodman?
What?
What's Kodman?
The Rishash, yes. What do you mean Kodman? It's brought at the same time.
Yeah.
That's the procedure. I mean Kodman. Not such a thing.
Right.
Right? That's what the Rishash says. Interesting. It's not the Rishash answers.
That's what it says here. He quotes Mamre Sada.
Mamre Sada. That's the Netziv.
The two
Interesting. That's what the Rosh Hash answers. The Rosh Hash asks, what do you mean the kodman? All you do with the lechem is weigh them. When you bring the carbon. What do you mean kodman? So Yoni says, if you only have enough money for one, you buy money for the shtei lechem. That's not what the Rosh Hash answers. The Rosh Hash answers, you're busy with the meat, with the lechem, before you're busy with the animals. You're busy with it. First bake them, make sure, and then you worry about the animal afterwards. Similar answer. Zaklal, here's the rule. Davar haba, begin liyom. If something has to be brought by day, kodem ledavar haba, begin belechem. That comes before something that has to do with lechem. What does it mean, lechem? Because the animal's brought because of the shtei halechem. So therefore, that comes second.
The shtei halechem is part of the carbon?
It's part of the procedure.
But is it given
with the animal? Yeah, on Shavuos. Okay, next Mishnah. Ha'ish.
I didn't understand
that Omer can only be brought by day. So that comes before, that's not really for that one, it's really for the other one. Shtei Alechem. Really the mitzvah is to bring Shtei Alechem. Agav Shtei Alechem, we bring the kevis. It's only being brought because of bringing Shtei Alechem. So Shtei Alechem comes first. That's all. Next. Ha'ish kodem u'isha. A man comes before a woman.
Whoa.
Regarding what? Regarding what? But calm down. Regarding what? Regarding lahachayos. Regarding lahachayos, what's lahachayos?
To live.
What does that mean? What does that mean? What does that mean?
A man's needs are
priority. What?
You want to live, let your wife go first.
What? If a man's drowning and a woman's drowning, you save the man first. That's what it means.
Really?
Yeah.
I agree with
that. Lahachayos.
Wow.
Right? Yeah. The potter for many mitzvos, right? So man comes first. However, the Beis Yosef says, and the Be'er Sheva said it also, that when it comes to, if they're hungry, if a woman comes to the door for a tzedakah, and a man comes to the door, you give the woman first. Right? Men have to go begging. They do go begging. Women, we don't want that. Women come first for that. Right? So when it comes to supporting them, the almana comes first. The women come first. That's first of all.
We have the women and children first.
What? Not regard, not only regarding parnasa, not regarding saving their life.
It was only
Titanic. Yeah.
Okay.
Now you're not going to want to hear this. The Rambam says, why does a man come first? Because he's more kedusha than a woman. Why? Because he does more mitzvahs.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. We're going to have the same thing with kahanim and levim. Kahanim come first. That's the next mishnah. Okay. Also, ulahashiv aveda. If your neighbor, the wife, calls up and says, "Can you please look for my lost gold watch?" and the husband says, "I lost my gold watch," you look for the husband's first. Men come before women regarding hashavas aveda.
So the Rambam thing doesn't tie with the women are potter from many mitzvahs because they have more kedusha than a man. It's
the exact opposite.
It's the exact opposite.
So you could say like this: women have more kedusha; they need less mitzvos.
Right.
But at the end of the day, the men have more mitzvahs.
And therefore
they come first.
Right. Okay. That fits.
That you're happy with that? Accept that? Okay.
Very good.
A 90-year-old man is drowning and a 15-year-old girl who's never gone back, never had kids.
Correct.
Still a 90-year-old man.
Mistami, yeah.
This Lahash of Avedas, probably they found two Avedas, one belonging to a man and one belonging to a
woman. So they're going to be busy returning the one for the first. Okay. Haisha kodamet l'ish. A woman comes before a man. Lekasos, then she needs clothing. She comes first. Ulahotzi mibeis hashevi, or to get them out of being captured. Right? So you try to rescue a woman before a man. Bizman sheshneim omdin bekilkala, but if they're both going to be in a state of degradation, like they're going to be raped or something like that, then ha'ish kodem l'isha, the man comes first. Why does the man come first? Because because in this situation, the embarrassment of a man is greater than that of a woman. Okay. Will be what?
Molested first before the man.
Right. Therefore, the embarrassment's greater. To leaving the man alone for last. So get him out first. Tanur Rabbanan. Haya hu v'aviv v'rabo b'shevi. If your father and your Rebbe are captured, Who kodim l'rabo? You come first. V'rabo kodim l'aviv. And then the second person to rescue is your Rebbe. Why? Why? So we all know that. Everybody knows this. Because your father brings you to Olam Hazeh, and your Rebbe brings you to Olam Haba. Right? And the Sefer Chassidim already says, if your father pays your tuition, then your father comes first. Yeah. You hear that?
That's good.
What? You like that word? Okay. Imo kodemes lukulam. Your mother comes before everybody. Right? Your mother comes before everybody. Chacham kodem lemelech Yisrael. A chacham comes before melech Yisrael. So I don't care if he's a melech. A chacham beats a melech. Okay, so Rashi says because you're more inclined to be because you like your mother better because she's less tough with you. So therefore, the Torah says no. But your father also is important. That's why. That's for rescuing her. Many times, the Torah said, many times people are more inclined to fear their mother because their mother's nicer to them. So the father didn't like. So the Torah says, no, don't forget your father. Kavod avicha. Your father put fear. Right. Right. A chacham comes before melech. Next. Chacham shemeis ein lono kiyotzebo. Chacham that died, there's nobody like that. What does that mean exactly? What? Melech Yisrael Shemeis, call Yisrael Rav Lamalchus. If Chacham died, the Chacham died. You can't replace the Chacham who died, a king, but anyone can be the king. Melech Kohen, Kodem L'Kohen Gadol. A Melech comes before Kohen Gadol. Shneamar, like it says, V'yomar HaMelech, Lehem, Kichui Machem, Me'avdei, Adonechem, pasuk over there. Kohen Gadol, Kodem L'Navi. A Kohen Gadol comes before a Navi. Right? What does that mean? A cousin for a Navi?
In terms of what? A term ransom?
What?
In terms of ransom?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Shneamar, Umashach Oso, Shom, Tzadok, HaKohen, V'Nasan, HaNavi. Hikdim, Tzadok, L'Nasan. Tzadok comes before the Nasan, because the Kohen Gadol comes before the Navi. V'Omar, Shemano, Yoshua, HaKohen, HaGadol, Atar, Re'echa. Fine. Yachal had yodos are you? Maybe they had yodos all these people. Talmud Lama, no. Kianchi mofes heim of ein mofes elonavi. Shneamar v'nasan alecha os o mofes. Fine. Next. Mashiach b'shemen hamishcha kodem limeruba bibegadim. The shemen hamishcha, Kohen anointed with the anointing oil, comes before a Kohen who doesn't have anointing oil, just has eight begadim, asks the Tosfos Rosh, how do you have that, both of them there? How do you have two of them? How do you have that? So you want to tell me? I'll tell you how you have it. They anointed the Kohen Gadol with the anointing oil. Then they lost the anointing oil right at that spot. Then he got sick or something. This Kohen Gadol got sick. He got tzaras, or he has an oval, or he went on a trip, went on vacation. So they put another Kohen Gadol instead, but he didn't get the anointing oil because they lost it already. Then the Kohen Gadol came back. Now they're both here. Now they both got captured. You rescue the one with the Shemen HaMishcha first. That's what you want to tell me this means? So the Tosfos Rosh says, it can't mean that. I'll tell you why not. Let me just read what he said. Because that if that happens, then the second Kohen Gadol is not called a Kohen Gadol Merubah V'Begadim. He's called a Kohen Gadol She'avar. Because he's not the Kohen Gadol. There was a Kohen Gadol. He had Shemen HaMishcha. Then his father died. So it's secure for a week. During that week, they put another Kohen Gadol, and during that week, they lost the Shemen HaMishcha, so he never got the Shemen HaMishcha. That's right? Then, he came. When he comes back, when the Kohen Gadol comes back, the other guy is not a Kohen Gadol anymore. He becomes what's called the Kohen Gadol She'avar. He was a temporary Kohen Gadol. So he beats him no matter what. That's the next line.
The first one gets to get killed in the back.
Right, so what do you mean? The two standing here, they both got captured. Which one do you rescue first? It's not possible. How do you have two of them? And one's Shemen HaMishcha and one's not Shemen HaMishcha. How do you have that?
But every Yom Kippur you have that.
What do you mean?
Every Yom Kippur, they maskin like you should.
But how does one have Shemen HaMishcha and one doesn't?
Will they anoint both of them?
They anoint both of them. How do you have one yes and one not? So you want to tell me they lost the Shemen HaMishcha in between? Then it's not a Kohen Gadol. He's just a temporary Kohen Gadol. That's not called the Kohen Gadol Meruah B'Begadim. That's called the Kohen Gadol She'avar. For a few days, we needed you because the other one got sick. It's not a Kohen Gadol, a Meruah B'Begadim. So how do you have such a thing?
So So Kohen Gadol can do avoda without getting
No, not who comes first. We said, what's the halacha of Reuben? So it's the exact same halacha, except for this and that. Not who comes first, not at the same time. How do you have to do them at the same time?
As many times we've learned Mars, it's not necessarily what's going to happen in reality.
Exactly. So the Tosfos HaRosh answers. Ein hachanami. If the Kohen Gadol got sick for 3 days, then the second guy, and he lost the Shemitah Mishkan in between, second guy is what's called the Kohen Gadol Sha'afar. That's not what we're talking about. What if the Kohen Gadol was a Kohen Gadol, had Shemitah Mishkan, he left for 20 years.
He
left for 20 years. He retired, he went for 20 years, he was missing. And during those 20 years, they put someone else.
Right.
The Shemitah Mishkan was lost. Right. He never had the Shemitah Mishkan.
The second one.
Now the first one comes back. Now the second one already had Kohen Gadol Sha'afar. Wasn't there for a week, he's been there for 20 years.
Right.
So he's a different status, says Tosfos HaRosh, a different status.
Now,
exactly. Now they both get captured. Now which one do you rescue first? But for a long time, the point is it's a long time. That's the point, it was a long time. You can't treat the second one like he's chopped liver. He's tenure, exactly. So, very good. Shenemar, like it says, Meruba begadim kodel l'mashiach sha'avar machmas kirio. A Meruba begadim comes before a Kohen Gadol. That's not a Kohen Gadol because he was a Balkari. So it wasn't a Kohen Gadol anymore. Mashiach sha'avar machmas kiriov kodem l'avar machmas mumo. Okay, and he's a temporary because of his carry, comes before the other guy that was temporary because of his mum. Avar machmas mumo kodem l'shuach mochama. A temporary Kohen Gadol beats a Kohen Gadol who's only Kohen Gadol regarding Mashiach Muhammad, just to warn the people about, you know, when they're going out to war, they just got married, all those cases. Mashiach Muhammad called him a Sgan. Mashiach Muhammad comes before the Sgan. Sgan called him Amrakol. The Sgan comes before the Amrakol. My Amrakol, what's that? Amr of Chista, Amar Kula. The guy basically the jack of all trades. The guy in charge. Amar Kula. He says everything. He's in charge of the fixing the toilet, and he's in charge, he runs it. So I don't want to belittle him. He's some big person. He's in charge, basically. All the responsibilities fall on him.
Executive director of the...
But he's still behind everybody else. He's still behind the Kohen Gadol and the Sagan, right? Then comes him. Amrakol called him the Gizbar. He still comes before the Gizbar of the Beis HaMikdash, who I guess was a Kohen. Gizbar called him the Rosh Mishmar. The Gizbar comes before the head of the Mishmar. Rosh Mishmar Kotum L'Rosh Beis Av. He comes before the Rosh Beis Av. Rosh Beis Av Kotum L'Kohen Hedyot. And the Rosh Beis Av comes before every other Kohen. And in the next Mishnah, we're going to see that a Kohen comes before a Levi, and a Levi comes before Yisrael. Okay.
You know, he doesn't mention that Yom Kippur, they hired another, in case something happens, there's another Kohen
right, so,
backup.
Right, so who's what? Right, so that, so that's, but so he's not a Kohen Gadol unless he has to be. So what is that guy?
He's a reliever.
He's in the bullpen. You don't need him yet.
That's right.
So if you never use it, right? Exactly. So the truth is a fair question because I think the Gemara and Yumas talks about it. Is he a Kohen Gadol? Is he not a Kohen Gadol? I don't know. I know. But they make him the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur.
Before
Yom Kippur, right? So what is he? I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. Yeah. Iboy lehu. Linyan tuma, tzigan u'mashuach mochama. Okay, regarding tuma, ezim hem kodem. What do you mean regarding tuma? There's a mace mitzvah. So I'm not going to get myself tame. I'm the tzigan. So I'm not going to get myself tame. I'm the mashuach mochama. You go do top deal with that mace mitzvah. Right? They're both walking down the street to see a mace mitzvah. Who should do it? Who should be busy with it? Amar mazut, Rabbi Reid of Nachman, Tashma. Tatanya. Tzigan u'mashuach mochama, shem hachem aderech. Sagan and Shuvah Chama walking down the street. Paga Behem Meis Mitzvah. They bump into a Meis Mitzvah. Mutav Shiitami Meshuvah Mochama. The Meshuvah Mochama should come first. Valiatami Sagan. Not the Sagan. Why? Because Shem Yerbo Psul Bekohen Gadol Nichna Sagan and Meshamish Tachtav. If something happens to the Kohen Gadol, the Sagan right away becomes the Kohen Gadol.
He's next in line.
Meshuvah Mochama? If we're going to Mochama, we need him. How often does that happen? Vatanya, Meshulach Melchama, Kodal Meskan, I, it says the Meshulach Melchama comes before the Sagan. Yeah, Kitanya Hi, Lachyoso. That's to rescue him from the lion's den. But that doesn't mean that if he doesn't become Tommy first. He does.
Could a regular calling that be the kind makes sense?
Yeah. What?
Yeah, sure.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Next. Kodem Kohen Lelevi. A Kohen comes before a Levi. That there's no dispute about. Next line is a dispute. Levi Li Yisrael. A Levi comes before Yisrael. What's the dispute? Says the Be'er Sheva, that's only true if there's a Beis HaMikdash. And the Levim have what to do. Right. They go on the Duchen. Okay, so they come before a regular Jew who doesn't do that. They're more special. Bizman Azeh, what's a Levi? Kohen's still special. What's a Levi special Bizman Azeh?
They wash
his hands.
So, if that's the logic, then why is if there's no Kohen and there's a Levi, you have to give the Levi before you show up?
You don't have to.
No, you don't
have to. Many times I don't do that because the Levi here get so many Elias. So if there's no Levi here, no Kohen, I don't do it. Okay. You know, you could. You're right. So it's a throwback to this halacha. But Rashi says, it says in the Torah, Hisham halacha, be careful, pendazo ves halevi. Don't forget the Levi. Kol yomecha al admosecha. Only when you're in Eretz Yisrael. Only when you have the Beis HaMikdash. Don't forget that Levi. He's special. But if not, Levi's no different than anyone else. Right? Yeah.
We wouldn't have a band.
What?
We wouldn't have a band without the Levi.
Right. Right. So by the way, the Be'er Sheva concludes, nobody really is mechalik. Nobody really says that lahalacha, that a Levi's only bizman Beis HaMikdash, which is why today, okay, so they give the Levi first, right? That's why. But logically, Misvara, it really should only apply when there's a Beis HaMikdash. Okay. Next, Yisrael l'mamzer. Yisrael comes before mamzer. Mamzer l'nasin. A mamzer comes before a nasin. Nasin l'ger. Nasin comes before a ger. What's a nasin? A different kind of ger, right? Ger l'eved meshuchur. A ger comes before an eved meshuchur. Aim aside, when is this true? Bizman shekulam shavim. When they're all equal in terms of Torah knowledge and righteousness.
Skip the list and say mamzer comes before a ger.
We're going to say that.
That doesn't make any sense.
Why?
Because they come before
it
was a temporary procedure that they weaseled away into Bnei Yisrael.
Fine. So you have that nelson and then some other ger from Ireland, and they both got captured. Who do you rescue first? The nelson comes first. The Mishnah says. Yes, I don't know why. Why does the Nussin come first?
Why would you think the Mamzer comes before Yisrael?
He doesn't. Oh, I'll tell you why. Abel im hayim Mamzer Talmud Chacham. Mamzer didn't do anything wrong. His parents did something wrong.
Okay.
So the Mamzer happens to be a massive Talmud Chacham. Who? The Kohen Gadol Amaretz? And the Kohen Gadol is an Amaretz because he bought the job? Mamzer Talmud Chacham Kodim the Kohen Gadol Amaretz. That's why this mission is here. That a mamzer Talmud Chacham comes for everybody.
Can you still call him Rabbi?
Yes. Yes.
Even not because that doesn't include Levi and Kohen Yisrael. Levi always comes for even if let's say Yisrael is a rabbi.
Correct. So they made a psak of low plug not to make fights in shuls. So the Kohen comes first no matter what kind of Amaret he is. Ain't a Hanami, shouldn't come first. But you have a Gadol Adar sitting here and some Amaret's Kohen. Who comes first? The Amaret's Kohen. Why? Not to make fights. That's the only reason they don't, not to make fights.
Leave Shishi for the Rosh Hashiva.
What? Exactly, leave Shishi. Right? What about a Kohen Gadol? What about a Kohen Amaretz? So the halacha is, not to make fights, Kohen always comes first. Otherwise, you know, you give him the lead before me, I'm a Kohen. Yeah, but you're an Amaretz. That could cause a fight. So to make no fights, the Kohen always comes first.
Who takes his test?
Yeah, exactly. Now, Kohen Kadam Levi, says the Gemara. How do you know a Kohen comes before a Levi? Shinemar, B'nei Amram, Aaron Moshe, Vayavdel Aaron, Lakdisho Kodam Kedashim. Aaron became Kodesh Kedashim, the Kohanim. Moshe stayed a Levi. Levi Kodam Yisrael. How do you know Levi comes before Yisrael? Shinemar, B'Esa, He Hivdel Hashem, Hashavet Levi, Mitoch HaKahal. Okay, so Levi's also a bit more special. Yisrael Kodam L'Mamzer. Why does Yisrael come before Mamzer? Shazeh Miyuchas, V'zeh Einu Miyuchas. What is a mamzer lacking? Only one thing, only yichus.
He has everything else.
Regular Jew. Has
to,
What? Okay. It's yichus. Doesn't have yichus. He can't marry. He can't marry regularly Israel.
The only thing he can't do is get married.
The only thing he can't do is marry a regular Jew. He can marry a gioress. He can marry another mamzeres.
Can you marry a
ger? Yes.
Yeah.
I think so. Right. Oh, really? Interesting. Mamzer kodum lenasin. Now, mamzer comes before nasin. Why? Because zeh ba mitipa ksheira, even though that was it was an improper union. The only way you could be a mamzer is if your father slept with someone else, your mother slept with someone else, but still Jews. Zeh ba mitipa psula. This one came from another. It came from goyim. Nasin kodum leger. A nasan comes before a ger. Listen to this, Mati. Zeh gadol imanu b'kedusha, v'zeh lo gadol imanu b'kedusha. This, the Nasinim grew up in Eretz Yisrael. This guy from Ireland, what did he know from Jews? Hey, he went to college, he saw a Jew once, he wanted to become a ger. Not the same thing. Therefore, the nasan comes first. So interesting, no?
No, the problem with that happened, that is because the next generation,
right,
the full Jew.
Correct.
And the nasan is still a nasan.
Right.
Can you tell me what a nasan is?
A nasin are the certain, yeah, time, you know.
During time of Yeshua, they weaseled their way into Bnei Yisrael, even though they were Canaanite nation.
They said they were from some other faraway, Canaan, you're not allowed to keep, you have to kill all the Canaan.
Right.
So they really, I don't want to die. So they lied to Yeshua, they told him from some far off place. So Yeshua, oh, from some far off place, you can stay here. Then they found that it was a whole trick, but Yeshua made a promise. So they made them like the low, you know, the low life, but they were like Jews, because they all became Gerim.
The water carriers.
They became the water carriers.
The end,
correct. Because they came from Ireland, and these people came from Eretz Yisrael.
They became
the Vasa Traga, the water carriers, right? Ger kodem la'ovid meshuchur. The Ger comes from Eved meshuchur. Zehaya b'klal aror, because an Eved is... V'zeh loha yibakal aror. Right? Right. Rashi says, a crazy Rashi. Very fascinating Rashi. Crazy. The last wide line on the left side. Rashi says, Kinan lo matzah noach aror Kinan. Lo matzah noach klala l'Kinan gedola mizu. Noach didn't give a curse to anybody more than Kinan. She eved l'achiv. He should be an eved. Mikan, she called eved a reyu b'chal aror. So every eved's cursed.
How about the Cushy? Weren't they also cursed?
What? Were the Cushy and the cursed also? 1 second. Where did I put that? Yeah, someone had said that he couldn't believe Rashi said that.
Why not?
No, because that's the curse that Noah cursed him.
Okay.
Right. Okay. No, I know we're not. I know we're not. We're not on purpose. Emotai, Bizman Shakul and Shavin. When they're all look at tomorrow's daf. Menahani Mili, how do you know that? How do you know what? That they're all the same, then if the mamzer is the Talmud Chacham, it comes first. Menahani Mili, Amar Vacha, Bered the Rebbe Chanina, Damar Kra, Yikari Hi Bipninim. The best thing in the world is Torah. Korin Gadol, Shinechas Lefnai Velefnim, Korin Gadol goes into the Mefnai Velefnim, the Torah is better than that. It's more special to Hashem than that. You hear that? Tanya, Rav Shimon Yochai Omer, Bedin Hu Shiyaktim Eved Meshuchu Lager. Really, I should put the Eved first. Why? Shezeh Gadol Imanu B'Kedusha, V'zeh Lo Gadol Imanu B'Kedusha. The Eved grew up in my house. Just like the Nasan. He grew up in my house. The Ger lived in Ireland his whole life. Now he wants to become a Ger. He didn't grow up by Jews. This one grew up by Jews. Ella Zeh Haya B'Klal Arur, V'zeh Lo Haya B'Klal Arur. But he's cursed and he's not cursed. Shal Tamid of Rav Eliezer Berb Tzadok. If Neimah HaKol Ratzin Lisa Gioris, how can everybody wants to marry Shiksas? You want to marry Gioruses. Then I call Ratz and Lisa Mishukhweres. People don't want to marry Mishukhweres. Right? What? Right? So they'd rather marry a Gioris than marry a free Chifcha. Why is that? Amalehem, Zuhais Bechal Aur, Zuhais Bechal Aur. Because they're cursed and they're not cursed. Dover Acher, Zuhais Becheskas Shamur, Zuhais Becheskas Shamur, Zuhais Becheskas Shamur. Because more than that, a guy who has a daughter, he doesn't let his daughter go out with anybody. He still cares about his daughter.
Absolutely.
By Shechu, you don't have that. She's Mamash Hefker.
That's right.
So she's much more tainted than some guy. Okay, so this is a guy. So there's a little guy in the world, more guy in the world than Jews. Okay, the father still cares about her. Doesn't let her just do whatever she wants. He still watches her, right? He's still, when the boyfriend brings the girl home, he's waiting by the door, still the father, right? The guy. So it's a different kind of story. So that people would rather marry that. Yeah.
The Gemara seems to be suggesting that the criterion for priority is that if you've been brought up in a from house.
Correct.
So if you have a child who's adopted and converted shortly after birth, they're brought up in a from home, but they're still a get.
Correct. Because still, but Lamaisa, they still come from a Tipa Pizula.
Right.
They're still not born Jewish. You're right. It's better than somebody who becomes 25 years old in college, 100%. But still a ger. What can I tell you?
So what happens? So brings it up. What happens when that child, Mamzer, gets married?
What do you mean?
The child. The child. Of Mamzer,
so they can only marry. They can only marry another Mamzeris or a Gioris. The children are still Mamzer.
All generations.
Yeah. Yeah. Shal Tamida v'Rabbi Eliezer. But the ma'akelef makaris kono, v'chasul in a makaris kono. How come a dog recognizes its master and the cat doesn't? If the cat could do this, it would do this all day long. Like, get away from me, you know, like this. Cat just walks away from you. And dog not. Why is that? Right?
Dog bite.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Omalehem, ma ochel. Mima sha'achbar, umalahem, mima ochel, mima sha'achbar, eno mishakeach. If somebody eats something that a mouse once touched, right?
Yeah.
Like a piece of bread or something, the mouse nibbled at it, you eat it, it causes shechacha. Ha'ochel achbar atmo, alachat kama v'kama. For sure, if you eat the mouse itself, what does that have to do with the dog?
Because the cats eat mice.
Because the cats eat mice. So therefore the cat forgets who its master is. The cat eats mice, and that therefore the cat forgets who its master is. Because it eats mice, so it doesn't know who its master is. It forgets. Dog doesn't forget. Shal Talmidei Rabbi Elazar. If they mak hakol moshlim ba'achbarim, how does old people always want to rule over mice more than any other thing? So mitnei shesur and ra, because they're so bad. My he, what's that? Rava Amar Filu Galime Giti, even clothing they nibble at. Rav Papa Amar Filu Shufta Mara Giti, even the handle of a spade they nibble at. So many things they nibble at, nobody wants mice around. A dog or a cat, nobody minds so much. Not mice. Tana Rabbanan. Chamisha Devarim Meshachim Et HaLimud. Ha'ochel Mimena. You eat five things, you're going to forget your learning. What are they? Sha'ochel Achbar, a mouse. Oh, I'm sorry. She'ochel achbar. You ate what a mouse ate.
Yes.
You ate what a mouse ate. Uma she'ochel chazul. You ate what a cat ate. Ha'ochel lev shel behema. You ate a lev of a behema. Haragil bezesim. You eat too many olives. The quotes over here from the Chaim Kanievsky brings riot. Ragil means once every 30 days. So if you eat olives less than once every 60 days, it's not going to apply to you. But once every 30 days, it does. What? That's what it seems like. 1 minute. You drink the water from leftover from the laundry, from the washing. You wash your feet one on top of the other. Right? One second. Yeah.
You left out the Gemara Brachos, where if you walk between two women.
We're going to get to that.
I walk around
them. Yeah, the whole long thing over here I quoted from the Chaim Kanievsky. So someone came to the Chaim Kanievsky. The next thing we're going to say is that what makes you remember your learning? Eat olive oil. So someone asked the Chaim Kanievsky, so if I eat olives together with olive oil, they cancel each other out, and then it's okay. You hear? So Chaim Kanievsky says, no, it's not true, it's not correct. Why is it not correct? I don't know. Because it wasn't correct to say that. So,
wow.
What? Exactly.
Yeah.
Right, so by the way, just to let you know, the Magen Avraham quotes in the name of the Arizal that all these things that are Meshachah your lev only applied if you eat them as an amaretz, that you don't know anything and you're eating things. But if you know what you're doing, it doesn't apply. I know that. I know that doesn't apply. Why should that be? I don't know.
Worse.
What?
That's how we start, though. It says, if you want to forget your learning,
Right.
In the first place, it's not going to help you.
So, what's a non-kosher food?
We're not talking about Tantum Salev. We're talking about just forgetting learning.
We're just talking about forgetting learning.
We're just talking about forgetting learning.
Is the
leg
kosher or not?
I don't know.
Can you hear?
V'yesh omrim, av ha-meniach kelev mirashosav, tachas mirashosav. Even if you put, what's it called? You know, we'll have to stop here.
Clothing underneath
your head. There's a whole long story over here about putting clothes underneath your pillow. We'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good Shabbos. One second. Yeah, and today's learning was L'zecher Nishmas, Yeruchim Fishel, Ben Avram.